This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today. On this Friday from the Stotesbury Regatta, the Stotesbury Cup. We got rowing going on and a lot to discuss with the Eagles schedule. 12 o'clock, Scott Fransky. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I know I've probably said this before, but I got to say it again. Just because they make it in your size don't mean you should buy it. I mean, that's just the reality of where we are nowadays. There's certain things that I like to wear, like skinny jeans, but I can't wear them. Ass too big for skinny jeans. So, you know, I'm just saying, just because they make them in your size don't mean you need to put your ass in them.
All right, it's a good start to the day right there. Good start. Yes, we are live today at the Stotesbury Regatta. Hugh, you plan on jumping in and doing some rowing today?
Nah, no, not at all. But I'm like, it's pretty cool to see all the kids out here doing the thing, man. This is a big deal. First time I've ever done this out here on Kelly Drive. This is an event.
It's wild how many
people
are.
Almost couldn't get that out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Struggling.
We're off to a good start. It is wild how many rowers. Like almost 5,000.
Overwhelmed. Yeah, it's like a lot of people here.
Schuylkill behind us. Yeah. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Kyle is with us here live. Justin DeRozio back in the studio. Hugh, I got to tell you something though.
What happened?
Well, I just. You know, yesterday we broke down the schedule, right, for the first time, and we went through the whole thing. They were. And I think yesterday I stayed pretty calm in that it's a difficult schedule, but I still think they're going to go 11-6. And then, Hugh, I keep looking at the schedule, and I got to be honest with you on this Friday. I'm worried, man. The schedule. This schedule is – like, I'm looking at it again, and I just – it's hard. I think the Eagles are good enough to get through this and get back to the playoffs and obviously compete to win the division again. But the Chiefs, the Rams, and Bucks all in September, they have to play in back-to-back weeks the Packers and Lions. They have to go to Dallas in November. They haven't swept the Cowboys, besides last year, in a decade. Mm-hmm. Chargers on the road. Three games to end the season in Washington, in Buffalo, home Washington. Hugh, I'm worried about this schedule because it feels like one of the most challenging ones we've seen Eagles have in years.
Oh, no, it's no question. It's a challenging schedule, but that's Coach Sirianni's job. Coach Sirianni's job and his coaching staff's job is to navigate this tough schedule and have his football team working at optimum levels at all times. I'm not worried about that. That's what he get paid for. That's why you have Vic Fangio here as a guy who has been on a bunch of NFL teams that – knows how to get teams ready to play, and they know when to, you know, get them, you know, coach them hard and then back off and things of that nature. I'm not worried about that. It's the biggest thing that if anything that I'm worried about, Joe, is how injuries are going to plague us this year. Because out of all this schedule talk, it's all hypothetical. And I keep reiterating that because some of y'all need to get out y'all feelings and be honest about, you know, how you feel about the schedule. Because, okay, I'm here now, so I'm about to veer just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You know, because you, like you were talking about, how you said you were thinking about the schedule. I was thinking about some of these conversations that we had yesterday with people that somehow, when we talked about this team as a whole, broke it down to Jalen Hurts and his performance. And I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, throughout that whole conversation that we had yesterday, no one once said anything outside of the fact that Jalen has struggled against Ty Bowles.
Mm-hmm. Which he has.
And Sean McVay in the last game. Nobody said anything about Jalen's play per se outside of those two games that he struggled. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you know, we get phone calls yesterday and people talking about, well, why are you disrespecting the Eagles and all that stuff. It's not about disrespect. Like, if you're thinking we're disrespecting the Eagles, then you must subconsciously think that you're concerned about Jalen, in my humble opinion. Because nobody said that. When we talk about these schedules, the thing that I factor in the most is the strength of the schedule, the daunting task, and the timing in which every game is played.
Right.
Just like everybody does. And you look at that, and you look at the time it takes to get ready to prepare for the game and how long it's going to take the coaches to prepare, and you assess it from there. It doesn't – for me, it has nothing to do with the quarterback play, anything like that. It's more about the team as a whole.
So what you said there, one of the things you said there, it really caught me. It's not so much – because we knew the opponents, right? Like,
yeah.
My favorite part of the schedule release is, like, it's not really a surprise. We knew at the end of last season everyone they're going to play. It's about – now seeing it and when they're going to play them. And, Hugh, a couple things as I keep looking at it stood out to me. It's the timing of it. I'm going to give you three games where I think the Eagles should win the game, but the timing is – I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, week one, the Cowboys. They should beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's their first game of the season with five new defensive players,
yeah.
Right? We have five new defensive starters, and the Cowboys will have Dak and CD, and we know Dak usually plays well against the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win that game, but it's a weird spot. Okay. Then they have to go to Tampa Bay in September when it's hot and humid and the Eagles almost never play well there. That's another one that's annoying. They have to go to Minnesota. I think that they're better than the Vikings, and mm-hmm. the Vikings have a first-year quarterback. But the Vikings are off a bye. So, like, the fact the Eagles have more rest for that game, well, the Vikings have more rest too. And then the second Dallas game, the more I look at that one, I know Kyle picked that as a loss. I think he picked it as a loss yesterday. That game is – it's so it's Packers, Lions – Cowboys, and then the Bears. That's a weird, like, in-between spot.
Yeah.
After two tough games against the Lions and Packers, then you got to go to Dallas. It feels like a weird letdown spot. I think the Eagles should win all the games I just mentioned. They're better than all those teams. But sometimes the flow of the schedule gets you. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Dan Orlovsky yesterday, breaking down the Eagles' schedule. And he talked about how it's a challenge for the coaching staff because they're playing all over the place, Thursdays and Fridays and Mondays. Here's Orlovsky.
You know what's interesting to me is that right now in the NFL, the better you are, the more versatile you better be as a football team.
Mm.
The only day of the week that the Eagles don't play on are Tuesday and Wednesday. They play on Monday, they play on Thursday, they play on Friday, they play on Saturday, they play on Sunday. So, like, there's got to be a great flexibility organizationally, head coach, leadership, team-wise, that you can kind of maneuver how you go about your week and how you prepare and how you get ready to play games. That's a lot to throw at football teams.
How do you?
Well, it is. That, Hugh, that it's a challenge to the coaching staff. And then listen to this, because Lewis Riddick, along with Orlovsky, he mentioned something similar to what you said yesterday, early in the season, right? Those teams early, the Rams and the Chiefs and the Bucks. Listen to Lewis Riddick on the challenge of the early portion of the schedule.
How do you manage that, Lewis? I mean, like, trying to make sure that your schedule is what it needs to be. That's a very real thing when you don't have as much time to prepare, or maybe you have a little bit more time you can take advantage of.
Yeah, it's about time management on the part of the head coach. I mean, he just has to be on top of it. The leadership of the football team has to be on top of it, making sure guys are getting their rest, getting in their playbook. You got to keep guys fresh, so you can't have them burn out. They have to have some consistency. But when I look at this schedule, think of, like, what is the number one thing that worries you about the Eagles this year? Or rather, what's the number one question,
Moreland,
right?
Well, the coordinators.
Well, to me, I think it's this. It's about the depth on the defensive line, right?
Yep. Sure.
So look at those first four games. And look at those teams. Look, Cowboys tried to really address their offensive line.
Yep.
Okay, you figure they're going to run the football. The Chiefs have addressed their offensive line.
Right.
The Rams can run the ball as good as anyone. And the Buccaneers, they're going to find out right away, hey, has our depth really been hit on this defensive line? Are we still the same team from a year ago? Because I think everywhere else, linebacker, secondary, offensive line, skill positions, they're still fine. Mm. It's the defensive line depth that took the biggest hit. They're going to get tested early right out of the gate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hugh, you pointed out the beginning of the schedule yesterday. It's not that those teams are unbeatable. In fact, the Eagles are favored in three of those four games, right? The only one they'll be an underdog is Kansas City, and it's kind of close anyway. It's the fact they have to play them early as they try to figure out their new defense.
Yes, it is. And it's you're playing two teams right out the gate that are somewhat familiar with you because of the timing of your playing them early in the season, the Rams and the Chiefs. You just blew the brakes off the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So that game plan that worked to a T in that game is not going to be – like Patrick Mahomes running for his life, that's probably not going to be the case, people. I mean, that's just the reality of it because you're going to go back and you're going to break that film down. I guarantee you that when they start OTAs, when they start breaking down the schedule, the first couple of games of the season is what OTA is going to be centered around, the plays that you got beat on, and how we're going to do better with that. They're going to do a better job of protecting their quarterback. That's just one example. And the Rams, they got to Jalen Hurts seven times in the last time they played him. Even though we won the game, I don't care what anybody says. That's a struggle. When your quarterbacks get sacked seven times in one game, that's a struggle. So you're talking about the Rams catching you early. And they're going to be looking at it. And who was the young defensive end that they had, that Jordan?
Jared Verse.
Listen, go back and look at the film. Jared Verse got beat like a drum in that first game.
Not the second one.
Not the second game. No. Guess what Jared Verse has done? I guarantee you he's done this in offseason. He's worked out a little bit harder, and he's had a picture of Jordan Mailata in his locker because Jordan Mailata gave him the business the last time he played, and he's trying to get some revenge. Because they went at it. It was like Godzilla versus King Kong in that last.
It was a
hell of a matchup. And they got to see each other again. That's what I'm talking about. That's where you worry about it because we're going to be early in our season. And historically, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they tend to start a little slow.
Well, we did last year. I mean, the best Eagles team we've ever seen started 2-2. So that happens. All right, 215-592-9494. After looking at it, after letting it really sink in, are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? I'm worried about it. Hugh says he's not worried. Tough guy Douglas over here. But I sense a little worry.
I'm not worried. I just feel like this is what we do. The first month of the season, 1-3, that's going to be a tough slog for us. And we're going to talk about if it happens that way.
The panic button will be pressed.
If it happens
strongly.
That way. And you know what? I'm just letting y'all know right now. All y'all that call in talking about why we hating and why we ain't giving nobody no
especially
credit.
Hugh, yeah. Yep.
I am on my petty stuff today. My petty is. I'm keeping receipts because if it plays out that way, I hope it doesn't, but if it does, I'm going to be listening to what you say. I might not say nothing on the air right away, but there's certain people that call on a regular that when it goes south for you, I want to hear you with that same bravado, that same energy that you had when we did the schedule release.
Wow, keep that same energy, Hugh, on a Friday. Kyle, where are you at? Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Hugh was able to take a break from bashing Jalen all day yesterday.
It's about time.
To come down here and
crush the guy. It's unbelievable.
Do the little tough guy act about the schedule. Like, the schedule is the number one thing that worries me about this Eagles team next season and the Eagles season. Like, we've gone through the whole offseason talking about, you know, new coordinator on offense. A lot of the people that left on the defensive line. Is Saquon going to be able to repeat what he did? But when you zoom out, nothing really about this team in particular, like any of the units, I think are going to be a liability for them. They're still probably going to be a good defense with Vic Fangio. They might not be number one, but they'll be a defense that can win you football games. Even if Saquon takes a little bit of a step back, they have a fantastic O-line, still probably one of the best in the league. They will be able to run the football. With the talent they have on offense, the continuity there, they're going to be able to throw the football, I think. So, like, they're a very still well-rounded football team. The biggest worry that I have is the schedule that they face. It's the first team in NFL history to play, what, 10-plus teams coming off of a playoff season the year before. And it just feels like there's no rhythm to it whatsoever. They have no back-to-back
home
games. All the different,
the
varying amounts of rest in between games and stuff like that. It's going to be tough for this team to really get into a rhythm, I think, this season. So it's going to be a tough task for Nick Sirianni. It's going to be a tough task for the entire team. Like, they really have their work cut out for them. It's the one thing I think would give the Eagles trouble this season.
So, yeah, with that, you said there's no rhythm. I think the softest part of the schedule is October. Home Broncos, at the Giants, at the Vikings, home Giants. But even that, like, the Broncos made the playoffs last year. The Vikings have a really good coach, and they're off a bye. And the two Giants games, while they should beat the team like a drum, it's kind of weird to play a division team twice in 3 weeks.
Right.
And that's the easiest part. That is the easiest part. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We're live today at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta. Hugh's about to get in a boat and row down the Schuylkill.
That's Chris, not going to happen.
Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday.
Happy Fransky Friday. What's up, Chris?
Guys, first of all, so I pulled in, and Kyle didn't pick up, and I was about to ask you, where the hell is Kyle? And I was going to say, hey, we should call his dad and find out why he's playing hooky, skipping work today. But then
we would have. Oh, he's with us. Yeah, he's on the road with us. He's going in a boat, too, with Hugh. He's going to row.
Just talking a second ago.
Then I heard you. But, Kyle, listen, let me talk to you for your dad. Don't embarrass the family. You finally got out. They let you out of the studio. Don't embarrass the family while you're out today. All right?
All right. Actually, before you make your point, Chris, my fault. Justin D'Orazio's back in the studio. I thought I mentioned. Maybe I forgot to. So everyone that calls in today.
Chris doesn't listen.
Okay. Justin is there in the studio. So now everyone knows.
Say I hear what I want to hear. I'm a
does
caller.
A good job. Okay.
All right, yes.
All right, guys. Are you worried about the schedule?
No, I'm not worried. And you name names. Go. You keep tally there. That's good. So here's what I want to tell you guys. I don't care about the schedule because we're going to dominate again. We're going to end up having two running backs this year that go over 1,000 yards because they got to take a little pressure off Quadzilla, even though, you know, you guys stomp squat 585 for a double. He's ready to go. But what I absolutely love, guys, I can't express this enough, how much I love that we open at home against the Baby Boys. All of the Philadelphia Valley Clown Show fans out there that got their little ears on like Stewardess Jim will get to see what a real Super Bowl team looks like. That lousy fan base has not seen a Super Bowl ring since the 1995 season. Let me remind you, in 1995, Coolio had the number one song with Gangster's Paradise. And way back when, back in 1995, young Chris from Middletown actually had a full head of hair. All right.
You know what else
That's
happened in 1995? Long. Here's how long ago. Hugh Douglas was drafted.
I was born.
It was a long time ago.
Hugh had hair.
Well, no, I was bald-headed. And then I got hair. I was bald-headed
when
I got drafted.
Yeah, but you didn't have the
I was in the third grade.
It was bald-headed by choice, though. Yeah.
No, guys, those guys, that is the biggest salt in the wound to that lousy, cruddy fan base and their clown show fan base in Philadelphia. I absolutely love it. But our Eagles are going to go back-to-back Super Bowl champions. We are E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles, Dallas,
Yeah, it's not easy. It's just a good old-fashioned Eagles chant on a Friday. So was Chris's reasoning for not worrying about the schedule because they get to beat up the Cowboys week one?
I thought it was because he's bald.
Okay. That sounded like coping to me, but that's all right. I mean, you don't have to be worried about the schedule. It's very logical to be worried about the schedule. It's a hard schedule this year. By the way, speaking of what happened in 1995, Hugh being drafted.
Yep.
Before the show, I was just walking around over here. There's so many rowers and kids out here. And one kid looked at me, and a high school kid, I mean, when I say kid, and he said, "Is anyone famous here doing the show today?" And I said, Hugh Douglas. He played for the Eagles. And he said, "He played a while ago, right?"
Not that, yeah, that kid's a brutal, man. Kids are brutal.
I don't think he even meant it in a mean way.
No, he did, but that's
what kids.
He just
didn't really remember watching you, so he's like, it must have been a long time ago.
And that's fine. That usually happens when you get older.
Yeah.
That usually happens, so I mean, it's like, no big deal.
I still remember you, buddy, from when you played.
Thank you.
We remember you.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, what do you have in there?
These are called, somebody just dropped off some Bitty Bites. You know, initially.
Bitty Bites, Biteables.
Listen, when I saw this bag, you know what I thought this was.
Yeah, we lost you for a second.
I thought this was some edibles.
I thought so, too.
That's
edible.
Why you got so excited.
Yeah. I was like, hold up. He brought us four bags of edibles.
I was like, I think it's just ice cream. What are
but
you
no, I couldn't.
Excited for
you know, I can't partake at work. But you know, I thought at first I thought
you did open it and start jumping in before
because it's ice cream. You got to eat ice cream. Like it's outside. You got to eat the ice cream.
I get it.
These Bitty Bites are pretty good.
Would you have the strawberry shortcake?
The strawberry shortcake are really good.
Sounds
I need to
good.
Find some of these. Yeah.
All right, Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Kyle, you got some work to do with that kid back at the studio because he actually asked me what I wanted to talk about.
What did Justin do?
Clown and Justin.
He did a strong arm me.
Oh.
I think I do a terrific job.
Can you hear me?
We got you, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, the kid that answered the phone asked me what I wanted to talk about. He didn't try to
strong
arm me.
Yeah, we get it. He's nice.
Into,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's cordial
he
and nice, and,
Ky-
and Kyle's
nice.
Not. We understand the premise.
Make me sick.
No, well, you know, I can talk about whatever you guys want. Kyle always sets it up, so I pick a side, and it's easy. There we go.
So the witness wasn't being badgered today. I understand. That's fine.
God forbid. I try to steer you in the right direction, Jeff.
No. I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to work,
it's
got
never,
to work to
it
do
never
with
fails.
So are you saying you want Justin to be meaner to the callers? Justin, when the callers call in, yell at them.
I don't think Justin can be mean.
No. He doesn't have to be mean.
No, I've never seen
him
be mean.
On where you want the story, where you want the dialogue to go.
All right, Jeff. Are you worried about the schedule? Now I'm going to be the one yelling.
What are you doing?
Jeff?
We lost Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Okay, Justin.
Jeff,
Justin,
I think that's just more Jeff's phone. Jeff's got a phone.
Was that a shot at me or a shot at Justin? I couldn't tell.
Well, it was kind of at you.
But
it was definitely directed at you.
I think he then appreciated. It's like once you weren't there yelling at him, he kind of missed being yelled at. That's what it felt like.
And then we saw what happened with his call.
Yeah, that might have been his phone more than anything else. So if we want to blame Justin for anything goes wrong today, we could do that.
Guilty!
592. I do enjoy a few jolly drops here and there, though. That's going to be good today.
Funny.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We are live today at the Stotesbury Regatta. We got a lot to do. All right, we'll continue the conversation with the Eagles schedule. Does it worry you? Like, as you look at the full Eagles schedule, it's hard. I mean, it's one of the most difficult in the NFL. Does the Eagles schedule worry you? It worries me. It worries Kyle. I think Hugh's putting on a brave face. I think deep down.
No, I'm not worried.
Douglas is worried.
You know why I'm not worried, Joe?
Why?
Because of what Coach Riddick said. This is on my job. Put it like this. Mm-hmm. If I was playing like the little kid said, like way back in the day when, you know, they had leather helmets on. But if I was playing, my job is to be prepared for the season, right?
Yes.
As long as I'm getting prepared for the season, I have to trust Coach Sirianni that he's going to get me prepared for the week.
Well, I agree with that. And I think they have enough experience the last few years of primetime games and challenging schedules. They'll be ready.
Yeah.
But there's just very few, you know, soft spots in the schedule. All right, 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up on the other side, a former Eagle that agrees with Hugh Douglas that this team is starting 1-3. You're going to want to hear this next. Eagles everywhere saying a 1-3 start. Are your phone calls, are you worried about the schedule? And it's a tri-day Friday. They're rowing behind us in the Schuylkill. We got a fun tri-day to get into right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.